This is TWiT.
Samsung has just bought SmartThings, which is a startup that makes smart home controllers. Purchase details were not made public, but Recode reports sources that put the acquisition at about $200 million. SmartThings, which started as a Kickstarter back in 2012, will continue to be run by CEO and founder Alex Hawkinson and operate independently, says Samsung, although most of its operations, which now include 55 employees in Washington, D.C., San Francisco, and Minnesota, will be moved to Palo Alto to become part of the Samsung Open Innovation Center, or OIC. In the first instance of using mainland China for iCloud account and information storage, Apple has begun using Chinese data centers to store iCloud data for local Apple customers. A municipal government website, Fuzhou City Telecom, previously had stated that Apple China has completed the iCloud data dump into China Telecom's cloud services, although that information has since been pulled from the site. Although moving the site physically closer to China itself obviously gives more reliability, better performance, and uptime speeds for Chinese Apple users. The other side of this, of course, is the potential that moving data into China would make it easier for the Chinese government to spy on users' private data due to the change in regional laws. Mobile car service app Uber has been banned in Berlin by the city's State Department of Civil and Regulatory Affairs on the grounds of passenger safety and that passengers aren't covered by insurance because they aren't in traditional cabs. Uber says it will challenge the ban, although the Berlin authority has already threatened the company with a 25,000 euro fine, not dollars, for ignoring the order. Uber has been running in Berlin since February of 2013. Now, Uber and competitor car service Lyft are at war with each other. We talked about that earlier in the week. But they do share a common issue, which is fuzzy regulation, depending on where you are. The National League of Cities, which is a group of municipalities throughout the United States, has announced that it will form a new network of startups and cities and academics called the Sharing Economy Advisory Network to, quote, identify the regulatory challenges posed by the disruptive technologies that power the sharing economy. Some of these cities, such as Kansas City, Missouri, say that companies like Uber and Lyft operate as illegal taxis and should face appropriate legislation. Motorola Mobility's Moto 360 smartwatch got some stage time back at Google's I.O. Developer Conference in June, and now it has an official launch date, September 4th, at an event in Chicago, Illinois. The invitation sent out today features images of a G and X smartphone. Those are probably new versions of the Moto G and Moto X, and an audio accessory, possibly a Bluetooth headset. Motorola is still officially a Google-owned company, but is slated to be acquired by Lenovo. And September is now really shaping up to be a tough month to stand out. Motorola's event is the day after Samsung's multi-city Unpacked event, which is expected to unveil the Galaxy Note 4. And then the following week, on September 9th, Apple is expected to unveil its new iPhone. If you use YouTube's app on your TV, well, congratulations, because you got yourself a brand new UI. Pretty soon, anyway. The app will reflect Google's new material or flattened design and includes features like a guide that pops up on the left side, latest videos from your subscriptions, and curated channels, kind of like what you would see on the web. The new app is currently available on the Xbox One, and Google says it will plan to roll it out to other devices within the next few weeks.